Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, welcomes you to the Augusta Business Review.
And welcome in to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk, WGAC. I'm John Patrick, joined again this morning by Sam Nicholson from the firm Nicholson Revel on Columbia Road. The website is nicholsonrevel.com. The phone number is 706-722-8784. 706-722-8784. Sam, thanks for being back on the show.
Thank you, John. Nice to be here.
All right, we're going to get down to some real cases, some honest-to-goodness real cases, no names. Talking about premises liability. And you've talked about this on the program before, and you've talked about it from the slip and fall aspect of it, and whether or not that's contrived or a true case. But we're not going to deal with that this time, right?
That's correct. A lot of times in premises liability, it happens in the workplace setting where a person is doing their job, and for some reason, due to third-party negligence, which means that someone who is not an employee of the company that the person is working for causes them to be hurt. Most people think that that's just a straight workers' comp situation, workers' compensation situation, where automatically get paid for your medical expense associated with your on-the-job injury, and then any permanent disability that you may have, you get paid for that. But then we also go a step further and look for a third party, another person other than the employer or someone working for the employer or a co-employee. We look for someone else that may have been negligent and caused this person to be injured. And that happens a lot in the product's liability context, where a product may be defective that a person is working on while they're on the job, and they get hurt because of this defective product. And therefore, you have a case against maybe the manufacturer of the product or the person that supplied the product to the workplace, and a lot of different areas you need to look into to determine whether a third party was at fault. And you can get that compensation over and above what workers' comp pays you.
Is there a situation? I'm sure there is, Sam. A situation that arises where the third party is guilty and the employer is not.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, a lot. And there are situations where the employer is responsible and the third party is responsible. And then you get into another area of the law called apportionment, which I won't go into today. But there are just a lot of different areas you need to look into in ways that a person may be able to recover because of third-party liability.
Okay.
Now, the other cases we've been involved that have to do with premises liability is such as the fire out at Marshall Square. We represented a lot of people out there, both for property damage and personal injury. For example, one lady burned up and died in the fire. We represented that family. And then we represented the lady who was stranded there for 7 hours while the fire was ongoing, and fortunately was rescued without too much injury. Now, what happened there was it was determined that the fire began in a package terminal air conditioning unit that was manufactured by Goodman Manufacturing Company. And it went so far as to locate a fan motor, and the leads on the fan motor began arcing, which then caused the unit catch on fire, and it just caused this tremendous fire out there at Marshall Square, and unfortunately, a lady died.
And to your point in the drilling down, did Marshall make these products, or did they?
No, Goodman Manufacturing.
Goodman. Did Goodman make these products?
Yeah, Goodman made this air conditioning unit that caught on fire, and then just caused the building to halfway burn up, and people lost all their property damage, all their life belongings. It was just a bad situation.
Had Goodman purchased those pieces? Done that, would that have been then another party in which to deal with?
Well, once Goodman purchases the component parts, which they did on this fan motor, then they own it.
Okay.
Once they put it into their product, then they have to take responsibility for whichever one of those component parts was defective. And so that's why Goodman Manufacturing was was the defendant in that. Is funny thing is that that fan motor was manufactured by a company over in China. So you would have had to go over there to try to sue that company. But fortunately, we didn't have to do that because Goodman has to take ownership of it. But it was a fascinating thing to see how all these experts went and determined what the cause of the fire was. It's just the way they package up all the fire material from the scene,
right,
send it off, experts come in and look at it, and then finally make that determination.
And from the day of the fire till the day there was some restitution was give or take how long?
Oh, it's probably around 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
We are. We got more to talk about. We're talking with Sam Nicholson from the firm Nicholson Revel. The website is NicholsonRevel.com. We'll go through a couple of other cases when we come back. You're listening to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk WGAC.
The Augusta Business Review, Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC.
And welcome back to the Augusta Business Review here on News Talk WGAC. I'm John Patrick, joined again this morning by Sam Nicholson from the firm Nicholson Revel. The website is NicholsonRevel.com. The phone number is 706-722-8784. 706-722-8784. We're discussing particular cases. Premise liability, we discussed Marshall Square in the first segment. You mentioned another one before we came on the air regarding the mall.
Right. A few years back, a young lady had taken her child, two-year-old child, out to the mall to play in the playground at the mall, which was out by Sears and JCPenney at the time.
Inside the mall.
Inside the mall, yes.
Okay,
and this was an older part of the mall where the fountain was built, and the fountain was one of these sunken fountains where there was no barrier around it, and it was not raised up. It was below floor level.
Okay.
And the playground area was very close to this fountain.
Was the fountain operational?
Yes, oh yes,
okay.
It was operational. So as 2 years old do, the mother was in the playground area and right with the child, and she turned her back, literally turned her back. The two-year-old took off and ended up in the fountain and nearly drowned.
Hmm.
So that's another illustration of a premises liability case. The child had severe physical and mental disability. We were able to show that the mall was negligent in not having, through expert testimony, and not having a barrier around this wall. They knew that the children would be playing in that area. Children are apt to get lost from their parents, and we had talked to many people and had the experiences ourselves where you turn your back and your child just is gone, and literally in just a matter of seconds. The police came out and investigated it. Naturally, they thought the mother was,
well, that was
not being diligent and watching her child, but they found that she did nothing wrong, and it was literally one of those cases. They had a video of it, and you could see the mother in the playground area with the child all along, and she just got free from her mom.
Without casting aspersions, is that something that the mall kind of fired back with?
Oh, yes. They raised that point. Naturally, when that is a common defense of a premises owner or someone, a mother with a child, the first question is, where's the mother?
Right.
Fortunately, we had this video that showed that the mother was right there and didn't do anything wrong. Police came out and investigated, like I said, and just didn't find anything wrong that she did.
And that boiled down to the mall not taking the proper precautions to protect the fountain.
Right, have a barrier around the fountain to keep children from getting into the water. If you go around town, and I did that in the course of this case, and you look and notice fountains, I started looking at them as part of the case. And you, most all of them have raised barriers around them, so you would have to literally climb over this little barrier and get into the get into the mall. Interesting aside to this, which is really not evidence you could use, but the mall, that fountain became non-operational right after this happened. And about a few months later, they filled in the area where the fountain was. So that fountain is no longer out there.
Well, I wondered about that. And I wondered about the fact that that mall had, or that fountain had probably been in the mall in that capacity for years.
It had been.
And maybe the issue was they put a playground next to it.
That was a major part of it, yes.
And that took from start to finish. That kind of takes about how long?
About a couple of years. That's a standard time frame for a case to go from start to finish. You have a discovery process, and which means that you take a lot of witness statements through depositions, and then you have some motions that they file where they, you know, try to win on a point of law that you have to go through, and then you have a pretrial conference with the judge, and then you have set up for trial.
So was this jury or judge?
Well, it would have been a jury trial, but the case
settled.
Yes, the case settled prior to going to trial.
Which, as you've stated and as Harry has stated, happens a lot.
Yes. Over 90% of the time, cases are settled. Really, there's no time now for courts to try every case. This can't be done. They don't have the courtroom facilities, the time, getting juries in, paying jurors to come in, and it's a right sizable expense to the government.
We find that more in civil litigation than criminal.
Criminal litigation
they still will.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of plea bargaining in criminal cases, in which resolves probably over 90% of the cases.
He is Sam Nicholson. Again, the firm is Nicholson Revel on Columbia Road. The website nicholsonrevel.com. The phone number there is 706-722-8784. 706-722-8784. Sam, it's always good to see you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, John. Enjoyed it.
You've been listening to the Augusta Business Review, Augusta's news talk and information station, WGAC.